brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listen, I've got the phone lines loaded with people from Connecticut. CBS News is reporting 27 dead, 14 children. I don't know if that's accurate. I pray to Heavenly Father it's not. AP just out is saying the shooter dead and one teacher. So we'll continue to try to follow all of this as it unfolds. But again, we can put that CBS News headline back up there. CBS News, 27 dead, including 14 children in elementary school. Just absolutely horrible. And public schools and other victim disarmament zones are advertised as a place for Prozac heads to go kill a bunch of people. And you always see this stuff uptick in the holidays. So much stress, so much pressure, so many people drugged out of their minds. All the more reason that we be armed to protect ourselves. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Connecticut. He's got some information. John, what do you have for us, sir?
I've just been following online, and but what I was going to bring up was something you already addressed, and that was, you know, the possibility of being a staged act, and with James Holmes saying that he was a Manchurian candidate, you know, people like these who are doing these shootings being put in place by some agency or the government to promote a gun grab or keep the public in fear. Because you know, this is happening like every week. It seems to be escalating, you know, to happen more and more frequently.
Well, I know this, sir. When they stage these things, we know Columbine was staged. We need to go back and do a whole article on how they reported four different gunmen. There was 127 bombs in the building. Half the school was empty. There was a stand down. There were government mind control programs connected to both of the youth. They were both on drugs, the Ritalin, Prozac types both. But now the Atlantic Wire is reporting there was also reports of a second shooter who may be at large. So it's always that same report. The Current also said there are unconfirmed reports of two shooters, one dead and one at large. And again, there can be false reports of that too, except, you know, when somebody else opens the door, when smoke grenades get thrown from both sides, when the people are in government programs, when the police order stand down so shooters can go longer. If all these normal telltale signs start coming out, regardless, the White House is going to use this to go after our guns. You can absolutely bet it. And, man, people know. That's why they're out buying guns in record levels. Anything else, John?
I was just going to say, as soon as I saw that, I knew the next thing was going to be promoting a gun grab or taking the people's guns. And, you know, before you talked about the Oklahoma City bombing, how all the children in the daycare were killed. Like, when this happens at a school, it only promotes the public. It only gets the public to support the gun grab even more when they see that their kids are in danger.
Well, yeah, you turn your kids over and then the school takes them off and gives them abortions and gives them shots without your consent. And it's just an insane, sick culture. And it is a violent, prone, degenerating culture, too. But, I mean, it's too late. People aren't turning their guns in. The globalists aren't going to stop that. See, they want to be able to stage big terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups and go around and arrest all of us. I mean, they've said that. Harry Belafonte said that. They're all saying it. And they're just not going to get away with it. And see, they hate the fact that they know their paramilitary police would have big attrition and wouldn't be able to carry it out. So they hate it. They're control freaks. Now, they are able, like Obama said, he's got bigger fish to fry. They can butcher the dollar, gut the pensions, run the country on the rocks, bankrupt the nation, shut down the power plants, ship all the jobs they can with taxpayer money overseas. So they're hurting the country as best they can. They just really want to put us in those forced labor camps and really upsets them they can't get that job done. They really want to have their way with us in those.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, the Associated Press out of Connecticut is now saying 18 children dead. Out of 27 total, that's obviously going to continue to rise. This is going to be, it looks like, the biggest school massacre ever. Boy, wouldn't you know, I mean, it's sick. You can go back in the last month, and I've said over and over again, and we've written articles saying, you watch, there's going to be giant school shootings. And all they got to do is get some mental patient popped up on psychotropics and then have their psychiatrist tell them to go do it. And, of course, you know the Batman shooter. It's now come out in the Denver papers. And it's even come out in other mainstream news that he was in a DARPA mind control program. He had a top Air Force psych warfare chief over him. He was being paid a large salary as a graduate student to be part of the program. And they reported people letting him in to do it. He told people in the jail that he was under mind control. Basically, he didn't remember anything. And the police said, oh, no, he was never around anybody for them to be able to hear that. When the first reports, they admitted that the inmates were getting upset because of all of his ranting. Yeah, 15 dead at Columbine, including the shooters. So that's 13 dead who weren't shooters. This is going to be a lot bigger than Columbine. 12 students, one teacher at Columbine. This is already 18 dead children. And it's got the telltale signs. Here's CBS News reporting that there were reportedly two shooters seen. And the Atlantic Wire is also reporting that. And I'll have another, once we know more tonight, I'll do a special report on InfoWars Nightly News about this. You know, I don't get into mumbo jumbo. I don't get into, you know, psychics and stuff like that. I think only about five times in 17 years on air have I had the type of dread. I told my wife last night and this morning, I said, I am having feelings of extreme dread. And not physical dread for myself, that our whole country is on the edge of a cliff. Our whole world is. And, you know, in my life, I've had, you know, I'm walking out of a store and I'm like, why do I have this feeling of dread? Because it's always right when I have it. And I'm like, I'm in danger. Don't walk out of the store. And I walk out of the store and somebody comes up and mugs me. You know, that happened. And I told my wife last night, this morning, I just said, I am just having horrible feelings of dread right now. In fact, before when we only thought it was one teacher shot, you know, at the start of the show, I said, I just have horrible feeling. And I was telling my wife, I said, maybe it's the U.S. troops massing outside of Syria that they're announcing. And I said, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's that U.S. to send troops, Patriot missiles to Turkey. The New American is reporting that 3,000 U.S. troops have been secretly sent back to Iraq. You know, the whole world is on the edge of major conflict. But you know, the reason my gut, my spider sense, we've all got it, is going off, is that if I have to put a finger on it, folks, it's just like I said, it's the realization of how real all this is. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Obama has signaled, the NRA has reported to their credit last year, you know, they talked about it, and also this year, that their sources, and now Obama has signaled this in the debates, that he may ban all semi-autos physically holding them. He may ban all semi-autos, handguns, rifles, that's most firearms. They announced last year they were going to ban 60% of shotguns, roughly, that are bottom-loaded, that are pump, even pump, not even semi-auto. If they could be converted to take a clip or to be converted to semi-auto, they were going to ban them. And the ATF said, it's just a regulation. We're having a public comment period. But Congress said, hey, you can't do that, so they backed off. Congress did their job, rarely, but they did it. Because, you know, the ATF just can't say we're taking your guns because we say we interpret policy this way. But Obama has said that he may use street sweeper language that is law and apply that to all semi-autos. And, folks, you can absolutely guarantee there will be a civil war. A death sentence to the police and military and citizens if they give this order, which may be the plan. And I'm going to be honest. I actually, oh man. Anyways, they're getting ready to make some big moves. You can guarantee that. Not just intellectually or geopolitically. Looking at all this, my gut has never gone off this bad. Just pray for this country, folks. Pray for America. I know we're not perfect, but there's still a lot of good people in this country. And if we just had more time, we could maybe turn things around. If everybody wasn't in a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you got December 21st coming up, and maybe I'm just picking up on everybody else's dread and all the uncertainty in the world and all the things that are happening. Are you feeling it out there? All right, we've got a bunch of people holding who want to talk about what's happening. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut on the shootings, He's got some points. Go ahead, sir. What's your take on this?
Well, I personally witnessed some really weird stuff going on today. We just happened to plan here at work like a little Christmas outing. We were all going to go bowling. So we went to Brookfield Lanes, which is, you know, the next town. We pull in, Alex, and there's four school buses there. And we're like, what's going on? We walk in. It's wall-to-wall high school students from Newtown High School. They bust all those kids out of there. I don't know when they arrived, but I find it very odd that this shooting goes down and they bust all those kids out of the high school. So they were already there. So they limited the number of people that were on site. Number two, you look at the...
Wait, be specific, because more than half the school was not there at Columbine. 127 bombs were planted. There were multiple shooters. All that came out, but it was later, so people don't know. That was a government operation. So much evidence that I don't have time to go into it. People that want to research it can. If you have things like the school officials and people not there, their kids not there, that's telltale. But we don't. These are things to look for from past operations. You know, if the guy had been in the military, if he'd been assigned a government psychiatrist, another big deal. But we don't know this yet. We're getting reports of multiple shooters. What are you saying? That children had already been bussed, not from this elementary, but from the high school before this happened?
And we were there before 10 o'clock in the morning, and the children were already in the bowling alley bowling. So they had trucked all those kids, bussed all those kids out of Newtown High School this morning and brought them to the bowling alley. And then to make matters worse, if you look at all the news reports, they show the kids lined up with hands on each other's shoulders in a big line. There was reported two shooters at first. It was going through the school system. My boss, who I work for, his wife works in the Danbury schools right next to the major city in the area. And they had a rumor going through that there were two shooters. They were dressed as nuns. They hid the guns under their habits. And then there was one shooter loose running around right here where I'm sitting right now trying to find him. And why in God's name would you put half your, almost all of your high school kids sitting in a bowling alley and the other ones all lined up to be picked off if you got a shooter out there that's already killed?
Well, let me tell you how they do it. And the Russians have been caught doing this, too, with mass shootings. I mean, they've been caught in Beslan. We said it was a government op, and later it came out that it was a government op, but nobody got in trouble. Kind of like they caught the Russian government blowing up their own apartment buildings. I mean, these governments do this, but the Russians have been caught doing it. What you do is you send in one drugged-up person dressed the same, and then your people go in and shoot everybody, and then but you have the video of that other guy who thinks they're part of a drill. And that's why they can use these school shooting drills where they're unannounced, where they come in and scare everybody with guns and say, remember, they've had them where they say, we're the militia against public school. That's usually the federal drill. And the schools get in trouble with parents and they say, well, we were just going with the federal guidelines. So they'll use people that they get to be part of the drill. They'll shoot real people, have the mercenaries go out the back door, kill the people that were part of the drill, and then you've got your school mass shooting. And that's how they did Columbine as well. Harris and Kleibold were making a film about shooting everybody at the school. They'd done it before, sanctioned by the school. The new thing, the videos, all of it was part of the film they were producing. It was the same thing for the bombers on 7-7 in London. And that all later came out that MI6 ran that. What else can you tell us there? Because we have it in the local news about the multiple shooters.
Yeah, multiple shooters that allegedly were dressed as nuns. That's how they got on the property. That's the rumor that's going. It's an unverified report, a rumor coming through the school system, through the teachers, and that this is how the people actually got on the property. So what are we going to do, ban habits now?
I'm physically ill is all I can say.
Is that what we're going to do? Is that what it's come to? And, Alex, I'm telling you, man to man, if this guy came in and it was a lone shooter and he has to reload his gun, 27 people, I hate to say I'm a cop here, but 27 people, that's a lot of people to be shooting. His gun would have had to run out of ammo. I know you. I know me. If that, you know what, ran out of bullets, I'd be jumping on him and trying to kill him. And
well, I mean, take the case of the congresswoman. Yeah, Gifford's getting shot. People tackled him real fast.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not bragging, saying I'm a tough guy. I've had people pull guns on me three times, and every time I took the gun away from them and pistol whipped them. And I'm not bragging. I mean, that's what I did. But thank God I'm alive. I know I've got guardian angels. Thank you so much, sir. More calls straight ahead.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
All right, folks, we're back live here. I feel like we should say a prayer for all the children being killed around the world by the globalists. You know, it came out just yesterday, London Guardian, German government, CIA torture bases, raping people, innocent people, torturing them. The raping is what they like to do, the globalists. They're not our government. They're criminal elements that have taken it over and use national security to protect themselves. Our government, on record, has done chemical, biological, and radiological tests on children killed thousands of them just in one test alone, radiological experiments on foster children, 4,000 plus, you can look it up. Tens of thousands of pregnant wives of GIs were injected with plutonium, uranium, given plutonium, uranium pills. Whole wards of women were killed. You can look that up. Just type in women given plutonium pills by Department of Energy. So, yes, they'll stage school shootings. They have the motive. They have the history. And Kurt Nimmo just posted an article. It's going up right now at InfoWars.com with the headline that anti-gun crowd will exploit this. You can bet your boots they're going to do that. As Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They will use it. And my gut is, with the timing and everything that happened, this is staged. And you know, I've been saying the last few months, get ready for big mass shootings. And get ready down the road, Al-Qaeda will blow up aircraft with shoulder-fired missiles. And the media won't even point out that they got them when our government helped them take over Libya and then Syria. And they're going to start their war against the American people very soon. The globalists have taken the country over. They want to start a civil war. And I've said on air the last week that I feel the danger level just, and I feel it, ladies and gentlemen. It is, I know I keep repeating this, it's just horrible. And it's like when, have you ever been in a car wreck and you're driving through the green light and you see somebody running it and you're going 30 and they look like they're going about 60? Because I've been in one of these wrecks and you know, oh my gosh, this is going to hurt. I hope, and the last thought is, I guess slam on the brakes, but I hope they don't T-bone me. And then it feels like 5 minutes as you're going into the intersection and the car smashing into you. The government could care less about children. In fact, they hate the fact that they're even born. They want to abort as many of them as they can. So just get that. When they're up there grandstanding and, well, see, Bob Costas, he was... Notice they had all this anti-gun stuff right before this. Right before Obama gets back in, not facing re-election, I said, look out. This is the kickoff. They're coming after the guns. Look for mass shootings. And we know they did Sirhan. That's been declassified partially. That was an operation. We know he was under mind control. This is real, folks. Let's talk to... Now we got a bunch of callers and other issues, but I want to go to William in New York. You got breaking news. Go ahead, William.
How are you, Alex? I hear you on this feeling sick because I feel nauseated just seeing this. To know, you know, first of all, I want to, you know, my heart and prayers do go out to the victims sincerely. You know, these poor children being.
Can you imagine somebody that could walk around walking up the little cute little kids in their little clothes and shooting them? I mean, this just makes me sick. But then we're supposed to not care about these kids, but not ones being smart bombed by predator drones. Oh, those are Muslims. Let them die. It's so sick.
But I mean, the real sick thing is, Alex, I mean, if it is a globalist agenda, I mean, that's the really nauseating thing, and we are in trouble.
Well, I don't just sit here and, just say it. It's the timing. It's all of it together, and it's the usual first reports. And it'll probably come out that whoever did it took their time, and there's always people in disguises, and then that gets... If they pursue people in the disguises and make a big deal out of it, then it might have just been some cult or nuts. But if it's all, forget about all that, then you know it's an inside job. In fact, here's some breaking news. Police believe there may be a second gunman. This is now officially confirming what witnesses said. And are looking for a red or maroon van with its back window blown out. So people shot at it. And, again, we know how they do this, sir. Go ahead.
I'd like to hit you on one issue. What is the signs that you're talking about, Alex? Because the signs that I'm seeing, I mean, you used to see crime scenes like this, you know, some years ago, maybe when we were kids. You'd see a lot of local police. Now you're seeing just, I mean, dominated by FBI and
no, no, that's the sign. That's the sign. There you go. There you go. No, it's always the same. Look, we need to talk to... I need to clear the phones probably because everybody's great, but I need to open it up. When they had the Blacksburg shooting, we had people on site. We have such a big audience. I'll explain it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through today only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through today. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's
866-295-5305. Will you fight?
Against that? No! We will run! And we will live.
Alright? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Now, what we need to do here is, I know we got loaded phones, people on the shooting, people don't want to talk about traffic stops as well, Pastor Joan in North Carolina. I'll try to go to all of you, but we need to, after we go to these calls, we need to leave the phones open for people right there in Connecticut, because the police are now confirming what witnesses said about two shooters. So that shows this is organized, and if they try to blame it on a patriot group, folks, you know it's staged. You know it's staged. You know, they staged the whole underwear bomber thing to put in the naked body scanners. That even came out in Congress. They staged Sirhan. That's come out. They staged Fast and Furious that killed thousands in Mexico, hundreds in the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment. And if we find out there was a drill at this school, and we've had already had locals call in and say before this happened, they were already evacuating the high school. We need people on the ground out there with video cameras. We've seen a giant federal response taking over. They make everybody stand back for an hour while guys in uniforms and paramilitary commando outfits show up like at Blacksburg and places. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing stinks to high heaven. And if it turns out it's like the Batman shooter where some government psychiatrist is in control of the guy and it's part of some DARPA program, you just can't make that stuff up. It takes a lot of will to shoot and kill 18 children, 27 dead total, and that number's going up fast. I say there's a whole classroom missing. In fact, if you guys punch up on screen, drudgereport.com, we've got our own reports up at Infowars.com, screenshots of the troops and the background of this stuff. But if you guys can punch up just what I've got on my computer screen here, it shows the little children made, you know, crying, made to walk out with their hands on the other kid's shoulders. I want to remind everybody that the federal government pays nationwide to have drills at schools where unannounced they come in with guns and announce, we're right-wingers against public schooling. That's an actual quote out of the AP. Or we're, you know, and then the kids defecate on themselves, urinate on themselves, cry, break down. The teachers don't know. Sometimes these drills are unannounced. This is what they do to them. This is the mind control to demonize the Second Amendment. And we're going to have several guests today. I've moved one of them just to be on the nightly news just because this is so important. But I kept Larry Grafwald on the show because he can speak to this. Vietnam veteran, 65 to 66 in the 2nd 502 Infantry 1st Brigade, 101st Airborne Division, former FBI Weather Underground informant, who quoted Obama confidant and former leader of the Weathermen, stating that those Americans who could not be reeducated in communist camps after the revolution would be eliminated in Mao Cultural Revolution. 25 million to be killed. And he authored the book Bringing Down America following his testimony before the Senate and also appeared in the 1982 documentary No Place to Hide, Larry101st.blogspot.com. And we played the clip over and over again. I won't play it in the interest of time of him talking about how they said we're going to bring down the country, bankrupt it, put people in forced labor camps, kill half of them. And then when I've been, and I played this on Nightly News last night, in the interest of time, I won't get to it today, but the video's up at Infowars.com. I'll give you the headline in a moment when I'm able to pull it up, where I run into communists on the street and nicely talk to them. And they go, he said something nasty, let's get him. Like they lie to the other communists. It's all about deception. I'm like, I didn't say anything mean. It's unedited tape. And I go, you know, Stalin killed 50 million people. Communism's bad. And they go, too bad he didn't kill you. Yeah, we're going to kill you. That's the only time I caught it on tape. I can't tell you how many times I have been covering the DNC, covering whatever the case is, and I'm not even a Republican. And they walk up and they'll punch me in the back and go, ooh, didn't get that on tape, did you? And then say, listen, when we take this country over, I'm going to be over you in the camp, and I'm going to work you to death, and I'm going to rape you, and I'm going to kill you. Now, 15, 20 times, I haven't counted it. I caught it on tape once. And now we've had Belafonte basically saying put people in camps like a third world dictator. They don't agree with Obama on Al Sharpton's show. You got to realize they'll do anything. If they'd ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and still blame it on the Second Amendment, I told you, get ready for mass shootings. This will be the biggest one in U.S. history magically as Obama comes into his second term. I smell a rat. Regardless, let's play the clip of Rahm Emanuel, former White House Chief of Staff, saying don't let a good crisis go to waste. Here it is.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Okay, there you go. An opportunity to do things you couldn't do before. So we know they're going to use it. Even though statistically more crimes committed in areas where they've taken the guns, like Chicago and New York, more guns, less crime. And the answer is arm the schools. But see, they don't want that. They want these zones where they can wind up a crazy and march them in there, or have mercenaries do it, or mafia groups do it and kill some patsy. They caught the Russians doing these fake mass shootings. Larry, what's your gut on this tragedy right now, and then tying it into a group that says they want to kill 25 million libertarians and conservatives? Would they stage a mass shooting to get our guns?
Well, first, I want to say that I feel very bad for the mothers and
an incident like this is not something that happens accidentally. It was planned, and these were kindergarten children that were killed. Now, I'm in California with my daughter, and my grandson is 5.5 years old. He's a kindergartner, and he probably comes up to about my waist. And to imagine someone, two people, walking into a school and killing 18 or more kindergarten children is just beyond belief. And you know that that person is mentally deranged in some way. That's probably what he's going to use is his excuse for what he did. He probably has some psychiatrist that's already been trying to help him or not help him. We know that one of the people was killed, apparently what they're saying on the news just before I got on this call was that they had caught another one. They had entered the building with full body armor. They're saying that the weapons used were 223 caliber. That's generally an M16. At first they were saying that the weapons were full automatic, but now they're saying that they weren't. And you can fire an M16 pretty fast on single action. And
this is why we need our guns, is to protect ourselves from this video game shooter up Prozac culture that's linked to these psychotic breaks. But now it being more and more confirmed, two shooters, this stinks to high heaven.
Well, just look at the way the government is doing things today. It's always the victim that somehow is at fault. The Hassan thing down at Fort Hood. You know, that's not a terrorist act. Well, you know, he killed 13 soldiers and wounded, I forget how many others. Well, they're not trying him as a terrorist. They're trying him as an ordinary criminal in the big argument about his beard. We don't call terrorist acts terrorism. We call them man-made disasters. So, you know, what are we doing? Trying to fool ourselves by calling it something else? And what's this in Connecticut? Some nut goes into a theater who thinks he's Batman or something and kills a bunch of people. And then we find out that the psychiatrist had warned the school about him, but because he had quit school or was no longer a student, said, don't say anything. It makes no sense. It's totally illogical. And you're right. What they're going to do is try to use these things as an excuse to take our weapons away from us so that we're more vulnerable to them, the government, and more vulnerable to the criminals and the nuts.
Well, they're saying they think it might be a father of one of the students and then had an accomplice with them. I mean, how does a father get someone to premeditate, go in and shoot him up? But so many times when these are staged, there's a second or third gunman, but then that just gets forgotten and shoved aside. And just the timing of the biggest school shooting in U.S. history, right as Obama's coming in and saying he may use executive orders or other things to restrict and ban all semi-autos, not from sale, but from ownership. Larry, if they try to take the guns in this country, that will cause a huge conflict. That will cause a civil war.
I believe it will, because they're not going to take mine. And I know a lot of other people that say the same thing. It simply isn't going to happen. We have the right to bear arms. It's a constitutional guarantee, and no president has a right by executive order or any other means other than an amendment to the Constitution to take that right away from us. That would be like the president deciding that you can't be on the air anymore. It's called freedom of speech, and it's guaranteed in the Constitution. I don't know who this president thinks he is. Sometimes I think he believes that he really, truly is the Messiah.
Well, yes, he's told the Congress that NATO and the UN's over our military. He signed a executive order on cybersecurity and then won't let Congress see it. He's shutting down power plants outside of law. So we are all in grave danger of the dictatorial move that this country is slouching towards. But, yeah, I mean, I would advise the communists and collectivists, look, we know they want to put us in camps. Now the new Army Field Manual, we've given that number on air. Let's pull that back up, guys. Says re-education camp. We now see, you heard me before you came on, tell the story of what you'd call leftists. When they know your camera isn't on, they'll come bump into you and say, look, when we take over, you know, I'm gonna put you in a jail cell. I'm going to work you to death. I'm going to rape you. Those are the type of things they say. And I caught it on tape once. It's in my film Martial Law in New York, and I'm just talking to communists that are out there with their banners, and I'm totally polite to them, and they come over and say, it's too bad you're not dead. We're going to kill you. Once we take over, and it seems that's their religion. It's like this fantasy of running camps. Now, you've been in the middle of these people. What do you make of Belafonte and his statements?
Oh, it's absolutely crazy, but it makes sense if you're an extreme leftist, a communist, if you will, or, you know, an extreme progressive. They want everyone to think alike. And if you don't think like they do, they're willing to do anything up to and including to kill you in order to gain control of the mass of the population. I encountered this with the Weathermen. I heard Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and other people speak in meetings and in appearances. Right now, Bill Ayers is going around the country educating people on how we can become a new country. And of course, that new country is a socialist country. So he's already concluded that Obama's second term is going to take us the rest of the way.
That's the issue, is that I know these presidents have become globalist puppets, but for the first time, I'm really understanding that, no, they plan a good old-fashioned communist takeover. They know they're destroying health care. They know it's doubling the premiums. They know it's all this. I mean, they are really going to totally gut everything and go from 25 million on food stamps to now 49 million to 100 million. And they're really getting arrogant now and bragging about it and coming out and saying, we're going to arrest you. You know, we're going to kill the white people. Just really trying to create race war. It's so evil.
Yes, and this administration has made that a focus. It is not about unity, it is about division. They're always ready to tell you what is different about you and the other person. There's no Americanism or patriotism that this administration isn't willing to stomp on. And I don't care how many times Obama gets up there and tries to act like he's a good, concerned American. You tell me how it can be that after 4 years, the unemployment rate is still almost at 8%. The real unemployment rate is probably more like 14% because of the number of people that have just given up.
People are underemployed. Let me ask you this question. It's more like 25 if you look at the underemployed stuff. People working 2-3 jobs. And it's so cynical knowing that now tens of millions of employers are going to lay people off to part-time, so then they'll get 2 or 3 jobs, which will be counted as new jobs, so they'll say unemployment is lower. It's so evil and cynical. But, you know, obviously, you're a combat veteran, you know, Vietnam, 101st Airborne. I can tell in your voice listening to you, because I've interviewed you many times, that there's an urgency in it. Everyone I know who's lived in the real world has an urgency now. At your gut level, have you ever had, because I know I'm having it, so I'm asking you, even before this happened today, do you feel the sense of danger and dread that I'm feeling?
Much, much more than I ever have before. Even when I was living with the Weathermen underground in rooms with cases of dynamite and C4, I have more fear today, not only for my life, but for my daughters and my grandsons. And what their future
yes,
is going
yes.
to
so
be.
What is it? What is it? Because I'm trying to figure out why my spider sense is just off the charts right now. What's about to happen? What do you think's going on?
Well, I think, you know, just like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. I'm surprised that we didn't have one before the election so that Obama could use that. You can bet that the left is going to use this issue to try to take our Second Amendment rights away from us. They've already started trying to control the press. You know that. There's been all kinds of pressure brought to bear on programs like yours, trying to get them off the air. And I think what's happening is we're sensing that we're being attacked at almost every level.
That's
right. It's not just at one level. It's they're coming at us with health care, with Second Amendment rights, with the UN trying to...
Yeah, all of it. I mean, they are moving on every front right now.
And that's why you feel that sense of dread, because as you look, it's like, where do I fight them? They're coming from everywhere. They're like cockroaches crawling up the wall. And the thing is that we knew that this was coming 40 years ago. I tried to tell people then, these guys didn't change their minds. When Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn surfaced and they said, oh, we were just an anti-war group. We never hurt anybody. That was BS. I was in those meetings when we planned on...
Well, the thing is, I've been around the communists too. They're all about manipulating people. They're pure evil.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis. A $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Says has a cousin is a teacher in the school. If they were running a federally sponsored drill, inside job, you can bet your boots And right now, after Larry leaves us here in about 10 minutes, I promise I'll go to callers. I know we've got people holding on other issues, and I want to talk to them. In fact, even get their numbers, and I'll get to them on the Sunday show or something. We need to open the phones up for people in Connecticut because listen, don't put anything past these people to put a mental patient in there or set somebody up and have another team in there. We've caught them doing stuff like this before. This could just be some Prozac nut, you know, crazy, but they started scrubbing articles, and Natural News is reporting on this. Eyewitness reports of second shooter now being scrubbed from the news, and people let out of the woods by officers and a SWAT team now investigating the home of one suspect. And again, you've got reportedly a van that got its window shot out. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and we need to talk to people in the school before they get threatened. Was there a drill? A drill this week or a drill today? If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, well, I study this, and it's a complex issue, but going back to Larry, our guest, Larry Grafwall, looking at this and talking about, you know, the dread, Obama really is trying to invoke as much division. I mean, I see articles here of ESPN saying that, well, there's a black guy that says he isn't into race issues, and that, you know that we're all basically, you know, brothers, and they come out and say, you know, he's not one of us because he's not a Democrat. I mean, and they put this out on ESPN. Fox Sports comes out and says gun ownership is Ku Klux Klan. Bob Costas blames things on the Second Amendment. I mean, the fact that the rhetoric is so diabolical right now, this is a short segment, you could see them ringing, you know, the bugle, basically, blowing the trumpet that the war against our liberties is starting, and the open talk now of collectivism, Larry.
Yes, and Costas, immediately after that football player killed his girlfriend, was on the air saying, you know, it's time to relook at the gun control laws. And the team was talking about putting his number on their jersey that Sunday. That's Kansas City. And this is for a murderer. And you explain that to me. It's like it's not his fault. He's played football. He had head injuries. He was taking steroids. It was not his fault. It was the gun's fault. And by the way, Alex, I'd like to mention that my book's going to be released again shortly after the first of the year with some updates, of course, and it'll be on ebook if anybody does.
Well, listen, you're on the show then. I mean, we'll just book you for the middle of January, okay. If we're even still here. Absolutely. Okay. We're going to do that.
You better be there.
You bet.
If you're not... You better be there. If you're not there, we're in deep trouble. The war has started.
Exactly. Folks, I want to get your comments on what's happening, your take, your ideas, news reports you're seeing. Go to Infowars.com. Go to Enemies of Second Amendment. We'll exploit Connecticut shooting. And comment in there, and I'll read your comments on air of what you think's going on. Infowars.com. Go to the top article, Enemies of Second Amendment. We'll exploit Connecticut shooting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.